Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Desperate to live, Palestinians stormed a UN World Food Program warehouse today, some tearing pieces of metal off the walls trying to get inside to feed starving families. The heartbreaking scenes leading Palestine's UN ambassador to break down.
The images of mothers embracing their motionless bodies, caressing their hair, talking to them, apologizing to them. It's unbearable. How could anyone?
A new strain of COVID is showing up in airport screenings of international travelers who are arriving in California, Washington State, Virginia, and New York. The World Health Organization says there's no reason for alarm. It's not necessarily more dangerous. Twisters could hit parts of Colorado, Kansas, and Oklahoma through 10 p.m. This is ABC News. A double whammy for the folks of North Carolina, first devastated by a tropical storm in the fall, now being denied FEMA funding by the Trump administration. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
North Carolina's Democratic Governor Josh Stein appealed the decision last month. FEMA's acting administrator responds that after a careful and thorough review, 6 more months of full federal funding for the Helene cleanup is, quote, not warranted. States typically pick up 25% of the cost of debris removal and other emergency measures, while the federal government pays 3/4 of the cost. Former President Biden granted North Carolina a 100% federal cost share after the storm.
Devin LaBella is a stunt performer. She's suing Kevin Costner and the production company of his movie Horizon 2, an American saga, saying she was put into an unscripted rape scene, not given proper warning. She's hoping to call out Hollywood executives on the impacts of sexually explicit and violent scenes on Hollywood performers. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News Today is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, temperatures cooling down to around 47 for a low with light winds, showers diminishing and partly cloudy. Thursday, partly cloudy as well. Could see some afternoon showers possible, highs of 70. Right now, though, it's 57 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Muscadet man lost his life in a motorcycle versus tractor crash Tuesday night. At approximately 9 o'clock, the Grand County Sheriff's Office took a report of the crash on Highway 133 near Taylor Road in the town of Muscadet. When deputies arrived, they learned Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, was eastbound on Highway 133 operating his motorcycle. At the same time, Brian Perkins, 52, of rural Richland Center, was also eastbound on 133 operating a tractor, pulling a large planter traveling in front of Griffith. The investigation determined that Griffith collided with the rear of the planter on Highway 133 near Taylor Road. Muscadet Fire and EMS were paged to the scene, but due to his injuries, Griffith was pronounced dead at the scene by the Grant County Coroner's Office. Perkins was uninjured. It was determined that lighting on the tractor and planter were illuminated and working correctly at the time of the crash. Griffith was not wearing a helmet, and speed is also believed to be a contributing factor. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Muscadet Police Department. Grant County Coroner's Office, Muscadet Fire Department, and Muscadet EMS. A bill at the state capitol would give food delivery and rideshare drivers an option to access benefits. The proposal, which received a hearing Tuesday, would create a portal for drivers working for companies like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash to contribute 4% of their quarterly earnings toward personal health care and retirement savings accounts. Companies employing the drivers would not be required to contribute, and the individual drivers could choose to allocate additional funds to their accounts. The bill specifies that drivers participating in the plan are independent contractors and not employees. A Wisconsin senator might be a big reason for the big, beautiful bill being blocked. Senator Ron Johnson predicts he and his Senate allies can halt President Trump's signature budget bill, demanding more aggressive action on spending cuts and deficit reduction. On CNN this week, Johnson said, "We're mortgaging our children's future." He also said it was immoral and it has to stop. He criticized the bill for increasing the deficit. As many Wisconsin residents are at risk of losing their food assistance benefits under the budget bill recently passed by the House of Representatives, local grocery store owners are expressing concerns about their ability to stay open. According to the Wisconsin Grocers Association, food assistance programs like SNAP and FoodShare are vital for smaller grocery stores. Organization officials say that if low-income residents are not able to access that food assistance and use it at their local grocery stores, they may be forced to shut down. As Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the legislature continue to grapple over the next biennial budget, a measure to increase fishing and hunting license fees has so far survived the negotiations. Republican lawmakers have already removed hundreds of items from the governor's proposed budget, but left the increased license fee measure in. Officials say the increase would provide over $30 million each year in additional revenue, which would help prevent the Department of Natural Resources from operating with a deficit next year. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says he's likely to make a decision on a potential run for governor by August. In an interview with WISN, Congressman Tiffany said he is focused on his work in Congress, serving Northwest Wisconsin residents right now. He says he'll make a decision during the House's August break. Current Governor Tony Evers has not yet announced if he will seek a third term, with his primary focus on the biennial budget process. Washington County Executive Josh Shulman has already entered the race on the Republican side. Elon Musk is criticizing the centerpiece of President Donald Trump's legislative agenda, saying he's disappointed in what the president calls his big, beautiful bill. It's a significant fracture in a partnership that was forged during last year's campaign and was poised to reshape American politics and the federal government. Musk made his comments in an interview with CBS that came out Tuesday night. He said the legislation undermines the work of his Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE. Republicans recently pushed the legislation through the House and are debating it in the Senate. U.S. stocks are drifting a day after leaping back within a few good days' worth of gains from their all-time high. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Wednesday after flipping from an early modest gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 123 points, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.2%. Astronomers have discovered a strange new object in our Milky Way galaxy. The celestial object is emitting X-rays around the same time it's shooting out radio waves. Located 15,000 light-years away, scientists say this object could be a star, pair of stars, or something else entirely. Findings were published Wednesday in the journal Nature. NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory spotted the X-ray emissions by chance last year while focusing on a supernova remnant or the remains of an exploded star. The hyperactive phase of this object appeared to last about a month. Top weather agencies warn that the world should get ready for several years of even more record-breaking heat that pushes the globe to more deadly, fiery, and uncomfortable extremes. Wednesday's five-year forecast from the World Meteorological Organization and the UK. Meteorological Office says there's an 80% chance the world will break another annual temperature record in the next 5 years, and it's even more probable that the world will again exceed the international temperature threshold set 10 years ago. Scientists say that means more heat deaths, wildfires, nastier hurricanes, downpours, and droughts. The Department of Natural Resources asks anglers to prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species. Wisconsin law requires draining live wells, motors, and containers before leaving a boat launch or fishing spot to prevent transport of diseases and invasive species from one water body to the next. The DNR says you can help by inspecting all fishing equipment for attached aquatic plants, animals, or mud. If anything is attached, make sure you remove it before heading to a new body of water. You should also dispose of unwanted bait in the trash and never move live fish away from a water body. More information is available on the DNR's website. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for 2025 Specialty Crop Block Grants until 10 o'clock Monday morning, June 9th. Eligible projects include those that focus on enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries through research, education, or market development. DATCAP encourages nonprofit organizations, producer groups, government agencies, universities, and other agricultural organizations to apply. Applications may involve collaborations or partnerships between entities. Projects can receive grant funds between $10,000 and $100,000. Eligible project expenses include compensation for personnel, consultant services, materials, and supplies. In anticipation of receiving funding, selected project contracts and work will begin in early 2026. Grant information and application materials, including a video detailing the application process, are available at datcap.wi.gov. For more information, contact DATCAP Grants at DATCP DAD Grants@wisconsin.gov. A summer resource fair is being held today until 6 o'clock at the Richland Center Community Center. It's a way for you to find out what is available to you and your family in the area throughout the summer. Anyone is welcome to attend. You do not have to be a resident of Richland Center. Staff and representatives from various organizations are on hand to answer your questions, and Richland Center City Utilities is offering free grilled hamburger and brat meals. Suicide is preventable. Make a connection and help save a life. Register now for a free Safe Talk training at the Richland Hospital and Clinics on Wednesday, June 18th. Safe Talk works to show anyone can make a difference with the right awareness. Each letter in the word Safe Talk holds special meaning. Safe stands for suicide alertness for everyone, and Talk provides the action steps. Tell, ask, listen, and keep safe. The class has shown proven success in preventing suicide by encouraging open communication and using a four-step process to help someone who is struggling. The Safe Talk session in Richland Center will be held at the Richland Hospital and Clinics Wednesday, June 18th from 10 to 2. Registration is required as there is a 20-person limit. Register online at richlandhospital.com.
This Saturday, May 31st, join American Legion Post 350 for a heartfelt salute to veterans at the Cal Center inside Reedsburg High School. Maggie May will take the stage at 1 p.m. for a special performance honoring our local heroes, filled with music, memories, and hometown pride. Come early for a delicious meal.
There's a cowboy that I know, he's riding in the rodeo.
The pork sandwich lunch will be served starting at 11, all to support Post 350 and those who served. That's this coming Saturday. Great food, powerful stories, and a salute to the brave men and women who defend our freedom. Support your veterans. Support American Legion Post 350. Be there and be proud.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84 of Laval, died Friday at the Reedsburg Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waniwok. Friends may call at the Pihah Funeral Home in Waniwok this evening from now until 7. In lieu of flowers, memorials are suggested to St. Paul's Lutheran School. Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84, of Laval. Dennis S. Ryan, 71, of Toma, died Tuesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Philip Catholic Church in Soldiers Grove. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Torkelson Funeral Home of Toma is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis S. Ryan, 71, of Toma. Catherine Maud, Kate Flansburg, 99, of Boscobel, died Monday. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Maud, Kate Flansburg, 99, of Boscobel. Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87, of Reedstown, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 11 until 1 with a 12:45 prayer service at the Reedstown Advancement Association building in Reedstown. Burial will be in the Manning Cemetery, Rural Viola. The Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua is assisting the family with arrangements for Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87, of Reedstown. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge United Methodist Church. Burial will be in the Viola Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Casanova American Legion McNamara Jasper Post 491 will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home on Friday, June 20th from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova.
Hey there, Boscobel and beyond. Mark your calendars for Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event. Coming your way Sunday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. right here in beautiful downtown Boscobel. From handcrafted goods to local treasures, mouth-watering food trucks to tasty treats, there's something for everyone. Bring the entire family, stroll the vendors, and soak up some good old-fashioned summer fun. Calling all vendors, do you want to join the party? Spots are just $30, but don't dilly-dally. The sign-up deadline is this Friday. So dust off your lawn chairs, grab your friends, and head on down to support local and shop small. It's all happening at Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event in downtown Boscobel, Sunday, June 8th. Don't miss it! WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist.
It is currently a cloudy 57 degrees, and our high for the day is 59. Yesterday, we had a high of 49, and We had a record high on this day set in 2018 at 94, a record low 30 in 1961. Last year on this day, our high was 64 and our low was 49. As for tonight, we'll be seeing temperatures cool down to around 47 for a low, with light winds and showers diminishing, partly cloudy otherwise. Thursday, partly cloudy and warmer. Afternoon showers possible with highs of 70, northwest winds of 5 to 10. Thursday night, lows of 50 with winds out of the west at 5, partly cloudy otherwise. Friday, partly sunny and breezy. Midday thunderstorms possible with highs of 81. Saturday, we'll be seeing highs up to around 80, nice out with mostly sunny skies. Sunday, sunny and pleasant with highs of 82. Monday, highs of 85 and sunny. And then Tuesday, we'll be seeing mixed skies, thunderstorms possible, but highs in the mid-80s. Again, though, right now it is a cloudy 57 degrees and we've received 13 hundredths of an inch of rain. The barometer is at 30.9 and winds out of the west at 5.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The first games of the 2025 Richland Center Church League softball season were played last night in Crosscut Park. The Mission started the season by defeating Church of the Nazarene 15-4. Quinn Tidrick hit for the cycle, which included a two-run homer. Alyssa Gander and Andrew Thompson both went 3-for-3 for the Mission as well. St. Mary topped Grace Community 21-6. Ryan Plumer pitched a great game and belted a home run to help his cause. Brandon Ewing had 4 RBIs. The Knights of Columbus defeated Richland Baptist Temple 2 by a score of 25-8. Nick Perna had a homer in the win. Daryl Kepler reached base safely 4 times. Nicholas Forer and Christian White were both 2-for-2 to lead Baptist Temple 2. And Richland Baptist Temple 1 edged out Boscobel Assembly of God 11-10 in extra innings. Ira and Isaiah Coppernall each had inside the park home runs for Baptist Temple 1. Ethan Hulsett led Boscobel, going 4-for-4 with a homer. Travis Hudson and Ryan Langer were 3-for-4. Taylor Ashmore helped turn a triple play in the top of the sixth. And Free Methodist had a bye. Next week's schedule, we'll see on the East Diamond at 7, Boscobel Assembly of God take on Baptist Temple 2. Nazarene will umpire. Following that, it will be on the East Diamond Church of the Nazarene taking on St. Mary's. On the West Diamond, it will be Knights of Columbus going up against Free Methodist. The Mission will umpire. And 8:15 on West Diamond, Grace Community will take on the Mission. Free Methodist will umpire. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will have a bye.
Someone once said, "All of my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwartz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwartz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
Caleb Durbin's sacrifice fly drove in the winning run for the Milwaukee Brewers, who earned their first sweep of the season with a 6-5 victory over the Boston Red Sox in 10 innings. For the second consecutive day, the Brewers won in walk-off fashion in extra innings. Christian Yelich's grand slam in the 10th gave them a 5-1 victory Tuesday night. Durbin's late-game heroics Wednesday capped off a 2-hit, 3-RBI day and included a 2-run double that gave Milwaukee its first lead of the day. Tyler Alexander got the win, while Justin Slayton took the loss. Subpar win-loss records and limited in-state recruiting are causing some concerns for the Wisconsin football program. Over the first 3 recruiting cycles under head coach Luke Fickell, the Badgers have whiffed on top 3 recruits from the state each time. BadgerHonor.com points out that the recruiting class of 2024, Fickell's first true full class, will provide only 1 Wisconsin starter this fall. The class of 2026 doesn't include a single in-state player. If Badger guard John Blackwell is staying in Madison, his decision time is coming soon. Blackwell entered his name into the NBA draft to gauge the possibilities. NCAA rules say that he would have to withdraw his name from the draft by 11:59 p.m. tonight. NBA teams haven't shown much interest. Sports Illustrated reports he worked out for the Bucks, Trailblazers, and Lakers. Blackwell could decide to try to go pro as an undrafted free agent. 6 days of organized team activities have brought Packer players back to Green Bay this week. Coaches can put them through 7-on-7, 9-on-7, or 11-on-11 drills, but no live contact. Tuesday was the first day of OTAs. The team is back at it again today and takes tomorrow off, then Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday of next week. Mandatory minicamp is set for June 10th through the 12th, and training camp will start in late July. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Helping you feel a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Finding the right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you feel a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Hogs were mixed Wednesday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on profit-taking and technical selling. Planting is faster than average as of Sunday, and emergence continues to be solid. The USDA's first crop rating of the season for soybeans is due out next week. July beans were 14 lower at 10.48 and a half. August was down 12 and three quarters at 10.45 and a quarter. July bean meal was down $2.60 at $2.93.70. July soybean oil was 64 points lower at $48.93. Corn was lower on profit taking and technical selling. Planting and emergence are both ahead of normal, while the USDA's initial crop rating in the season was a little bit lower than expected. Overall, demand's solid with weekly ethanol numbers out Thursday. July corn was down 8.5 at 4.51, and September was 4 lower at 4.29 and 3 quarters. And wheat was mixed. The USDA's winter wheat rating dipped over the past week, and the spring wheat rating was below expectations. U.S. wheat remains competitively priced on the export market. USDA's weekly export sales numbers are out on Friday. July Chicago was up 1 3/4 at 5.30 and a quarter. July Kansas City was 3/4 higher at 5.25 and a quarter. July Minneapolis was up 7 at 6.03 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were lower, with most months down sharply, getting ready for this week's widespread direct business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. June live is down $1.20 at $2.1392. August was $1.12 lower at $2.0817. August feeders were down $2.52 at $2.9562. September feeder cattle were $2.77 lower at $2.9447. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads and continuing to monitor demand. June lean was up $1.17 at $100.27. July was $1.15 higher at $103.30. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this.
We are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
America's hunters and target shooters, along with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, have invested more than $46 billion to help state fish and wildlife agencies manage and protect wildlife and wild lands across America. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Cash cattle trade was relatively quiet Wednesday. Bid surfaced in Kansas at $220 live and in Nebraska at $365 dressed. A few asking prices were noted at $222 live in parts of Texas, but the rest of cattle country was quiet. Look for more business to take place before the end of the week. Box B closed sharply higher and higher with solid demand for decent offerings. Choice up 357 at 365.42. Select was 91 cents higher at 351.74. Estimated cattle slaughter was 119,000 head, down 1,000 on the weekend, down more than 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs had no comparison with solid negotiated purchases. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 98.29. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of $100.07, and the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 99.85. Pork values closed lower, down $1.33 at 102.40. Bellies were sharply lower, and the estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and up about 6,500 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A crop farmer in South Central Minnesota says local cash prices are decent. Tim Weibel tells Brownfield the basis for soybeans is firming up.
Running a zero basis on the soybeans in the ADM and CHS in Mankato.
Weibel says there's some stored grain in his area, but a lot of corn and soybeans were sold over the winter. We'll have more news up next on Brownfield. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the whitetail woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved, I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
USDA will increase its reimbursement for state meat and poultry inspection programs this year, and the CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture says it's appreciated. Ted McKinney tells Brownfield,
what this provides is the funding that gets FSIS right up to about the 50% level.
A livestock economist says higher interest rates have been a limiting factor to herd expansion. Josh Maples with Mississippi State University says at current price levels, there is a lot of interest in buying cattle.
They talk to the lenders about what the rates are, and then they don't call back.
He tells Brownfield it's an added cost to production. 2025 broiler sets and placements continue to maintain their faster than 2024 pace. The USDA says 252 million broiler type eggs were set into incubators last week, rising 550,000 from the previous week. I'm Brent Barnett Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hesterton with Timstock Auction Realty West Sierra Results at upcoming events. We had a rainy day sale, but a good crowd. Large squares topped at $260 a ton and large rounds at $85 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Beer Mirror, Wildlife Series, Budweiser, Jim Beam Decanters, and much more. Online only auction ending May 28th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesterton. Have a great day.
Indiana wheat growers are closely monitoring wheat disease risk. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Purdue University Extension's Darcy Talenko identifies what diseases cause the most damage to the plant and what farmers should do to proactively manage risk. She says some foliar diseases can cause more damage than others. We'll find out more right after this on Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the AgriAmerica streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the AgriAmerica podcast repository at agriamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
A plant pathologist says wet weather across Indiana has created challenges for wheat growers trying to manage foliar disease pressure. Darcy Talenko is with Purdue University Extension.
In our plots here where we have wheat in West Lafayette, Indiana, and then we also have plots down in southern Indiana, right now our wheat looks, I would say, good to excellent. Down in the southern part of the state, they've been pretty wet for the last couple months, so we worry a lot about Fusarium head blight or Fusarium scab. And so that application needs to go out in a timely manner when we're just beginning flower to flowering. And so to get in the southern Indiana, it was really hard. So actually I had, the farm we work with, actually tried to use drones this time because they couldn't get the equipment in the field, to spray some of their, fields that, where they were worried about head blight. And I would say a week ago we were watching the risk tool and it was orange to red. So medium to high risk at flowering in southern Indiana. So that, you know, I know growers were concerned about getting out and getting those applications out in a timely manner. We've moved now into flowering more in central and northern Indiana. It is at that stage, and the good news is it looks like the risk has dropped back to low.
She tells Brownfield there hasn't been significant disease pressure in Indiana, but there has been in parts of Kansas and Michigan.
I do hear my colleagues out, I think more in Kansas and Oklahoma. Stripe rust has been a concern, and they had some stripe rust moved into some northern states last year. And so it looks like some areas have found stripe rust as an issue or pop up. I think in Wisconsin and the stripe rust of wheat, there's a national map that's tracking it. And right now there is a confirmed case in Michigan and in Ontario, Canada. Growers really want to get a return on investment if they're going to add additional input to their cropping system. There are some areas in the United States where the weather's been conducive for disease to develop. And so those are the areas I would, you know, then be thinking about, you know, if a fungicide is necessary to spray, particularly for Fusarium head blight, where we're not going to find the disease first. You just got to rely on previous history and, you know, understand the susceptibility of your crop and then make that informed decision to, you know, go ahead and spray when we know we're going to have a problem this season. It may pay off to keep that plant healthy to protect some of that yield potential.
Talenko says additional tools are available through the Crop Protection Network to help farmers make informed management decisions. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
22 minutes out from 6 o'clock, Bo Hendricks with you here on Country and Community. Still to come this week, you can give the gift of life tomorrow, a Red Cross blood drive. Or excuse me, you can give the gift of life Friday as a Red Cross blood drive is being held from noon to 4 at the Masonic Christian Fellowship in Black Earth. Appointments are preferred, as always, for Red Cross blood drives by going to 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can call them there, visiting redcrossblood.org, or using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. But right now, as we're heading back to music on a Wednesday afternoon or evening, we'll hear from Aaron Watson and Jenna Paulette with the 7-Year Ache.
Born tonight, face down in a memory, but feeling alright. So who does your past belong to today? 'Cause you don't say nothing when you're feeling this way.
The girls at the bar thinking, who is this guy? But they don't think nothing when they're telling you lies. You look so careless when you're shooting that bull. Don't you know heartaches are heroes when their pockets are full?
Tell me you're trying to cure a 7-year ache. See what else your old heart can take. The boys say, when is he gonna give us some room? The girls say, God, I hope he comes back soon.
Everybody's talking, but he don't hear a thing. You're still uptown on your downhill swing. Boulevard's empty, why don't you come around? Tell me what's so great about sleeping downtown.
There's plenty of dives to be someone you're not. You say you're looking for something you might have forgot. Don't bother calling to say you're leaving alone, 'cause there's a fool on every corner when you're trying to get home. Tell me you're trying to cure a 7-year ache. See what else your old heart can take. Is he gonna give us some room? The girls say, God, I hope he comes back soon. So tell me you're trying to cure a 7-year ache. See what else your old heart can take. God, I hope he comes back soon. Tell me you're trying to cure a 7-year ache. See what else your old heart can take. The boys say, when is he gonna give us some room? The girls say, God, I hope he comes back soon.
At the blades of the fan as it spins around. Counting every crack, the clock is wide awake. Talking to myself, anything to make a sound. I told you I wouldn't call. I told you I wouldn't care. The baby climbing the walls gets me nowhere. Don't think that
come over, come over, come over, come over, come over. You can say I'm done the way you always do. It's easier to lie to me than to yourself. Your friends, you know they're gonna say we're bad for each other, but we ain't good for anyone else. Anyone else, anyone else. I told you I wouldn't call, I told you I wouldn't care, but baby, climbing the walls gets me nowhere. I don't think that I can take this bed, getting any colder. Have to miss each other, come over. We don't have to fix each other, come over. We don't have to say forever, come over. You don't have to
sleepy little town. got a full ride to a private school. Gonna be a doctor or a lawyer someday. She's 17 and 3 months late. We all thought that she'd never been kissed, but she doesn't know who the dad is.
Town by JT Hodges. Don't go sleeping yet. There's still plenty of day left. It's 10 minutes away from 6 o'clock. This Friday, the Friends of Blue River will be hosting their jigsaw puzzle competition at 7. The cost, $4 per individual or $12 for a team of four. There's no age limit, but be sure to register for the event ahead of time to ensure there is a puzzle for your team. Send a message to the Friends of Blue River page.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swim and sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all starts Thursday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Meyer Oil & LP of Reedsburg is helping local operations stay on track with flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubricants. From the field to the farmyard, Meyer Oil & LP delivers reliable service backed by decades of trusted experience. They're ready to help farmers fuel up for a productive and successful season. For more information, call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914. Meyer Oil & LP, fueling Wisconsin farms season after season. Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
All American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric Tools and Accessories. See the complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools, and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. They have Milwaukee branded gear to wear at the job site, including hats, shirts, and heated gear. Get organized with the Milwaukee Packout Tool Storage System. Shop online, visit allamericandoitcenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American. 100.9 WRCO.
Saturday night's the night the fun begins. Sunday you pray forgiveness of all your sins. Monday you work and Tuesday's lame. Wednesday and Thursday's more the same. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the boss, it's no loss, me oh my. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return your call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday night, the week has come to a close. Baby, it's time for me to say adios. It's time to say those words again. Sayonara, I'll feed us in. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the boss. It's no loss, me oh my. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return the call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return the call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye.
Cabinets, girls, lock up your guns.
Martina McBride, When God-Fearing Women Get the Blues. Well, time for a news brief sponsored at 6 by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Without giving any reason for it, President Trump has officially pardoned reality stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were convicted of financial fraud and tax evasion. ABC's Christiane Cordero.
The president hasn't specifically said why and certainly hasn't elaborated on it, but he has loosely referenced some convictions as harsh. We know he has categorized some as a weaponization of the Justice Department.
Losses on Wall Street today. The market's all down about 0.5% after the bell. The big computer chip maker NVIDIA reported strong growth, earnings up 26% from the same time last year. Macy's is seeing a bit of tariff creep in its buying and is looking now to find some new sources to get things cheaper elsewhere. Four Palestinians died today storming a UN food warehouse. Hundreds of Gazans were desperately trying to get something to eat when they busted in, broke the metal off the side. Yesterday, a crowd got fired on. This is ABC News. Ford is recalling about 1 million cars and trucks because the rearview camera can freeze or blip out entirely. This includes some Bronco, F-150, and Escape models made between 2021 and 2024. Ford says it's aware of one minor crash.